What's up, everyone? I'm Em.
And I'm Nick.
And welcome in to the Ominous Archives.
What's up, Em?
What is up?
I mean, we could always go with the dad joke and say the sky.
Please, like, let's not and say that we did. I feel like we can save everybody the annoyance.
I mean, some people might like it.
What, the two people who enjoy dad jokes in the world?
Two's better than none.
I guess you're correct. I mean,
I enjoy them, so.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. You got me there. Anything new?
I don't really think so.
Yeah, I really got nothing.
No, I think we've been
pretty boring right now.
Yeah, we've been pretty boring this week. Weather's been April showers bring
rainy.
May flowers.
It's
like reversed
rainy.
Now. It's more like May showers bring June flowers.
Yeah, I'm with it though. I don't mind the rain.
No.
And I feel like we haven't gotten a lot of it recently, so like I'm kind of enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
But yeah, so aside from that, I've got nothing.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything. I mean, I could pull out the dad joke book.
That's really okay. And with that, I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to get right into what we're doing today. Today, I'm going to be talking about the Farrar School. Ever heard of it?
No, but if you put an I at the end of it, we have like Ferrari. That's a car. I know that.
You would be correct. The school was built in 1921 and officially opened to the students in 1922. It is located in an extremely small town just outside of Des Moines, Iowa. For 80 years, the school was open until it closed its doors in 2001, which is crazy because it's literally the year I was born. When district...
Showing your age, Em.
No, seriously. When district leaders decided to consolidate and move the students to a nearby school called Anderson Elementary. The old Farrar Elementary School sits almost isolated with only a few buildings around it, one of which is a 150-year-old cemetery that is directly across the street.
There you go.
Right? I feel like that's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, I don't know why. Cemetery. It just made me think of Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know why.
Yeah, it's very like small town-y. Mm-hmm. Like, when you think of like an old scary cemetery. Yeah.
I just pictured them running from... Do they run from the cemetery? Yeah. Do they go from the cemetery to the school?
They run through a cemetery. I know they do at some point.
Well, that's
point.
Where the whole thing happens. It's where Billy's at. And
God, I love that movie so much.
Yeah. Good zombie.
So of course, you know, if I'm talking about this place, it's got to have some wild things happen there.
You've probably been there.
I have not, actually. Spoiler alert, I have not been there.
That would be pretty wicked if you were like, oh, I've been there.
I feel like you would know if I went to Iowa.
I don't know. People do things.
I mean, like, yeah, but, like, I went on a solo trip to Iowa.
I don't know.
I guess. Yeah, you never know. So, people who have entered the empty building say that, without a doubt, there is definitely some weird stuff going on in there, and they are definitely not alone in this school.
This is going to be another one of those, somebody opened a Ouija board portal.
There's a portal somewhere, and that is why it is haunted.
And they didn't close it.
I love how that's, like, what Nick just chalks, like, anything haunted up to be. He's like, that's portal.
If nothing happened there, somebody had to do something to create something there.
True.
You know what I mean?
That is a good explanation. I feel like it's a very valid, reasonable explanation.
I mean, the Ouija board is a fun one, but, like, you have, like, the... I guess it would be the satanic rituals that open portals and stuff like that.
Right.
But
it could be anything, honestly. You never know.
Yeah. What do you think, Archie?
Archie's in the archives, but Archie. Hello. Archie is tired in the archives today.
Yeah. Sleeping puppy.
Sleeping with his toy in his mouth. So after the school sat abandoned for 5 years, in 2006, the building was bought by a couple named Jim and Nancy Oliver. And not too long, according to their website, they noticed something was for sure off. According to Jim and Nancy, hearing voices, seeing shadow people, and orbs were especially common. It's just like a normal occurrence in their place of... Well, like, absolutely not. Like, that would scare the hell out of me.
I feel like shadow things would.
Yeah.
That would freak me out. But
hearing voices wouldn't freak you out?
I'd probably talk to them.
I guess, but like in an old abandoned school, I don't
probably
know.
Probably would still just talk to it.
I guess.
If there's nobody around, then it's just me. I'm 1,000% just going to talk to it.
Right, I got nothing else to do.
Exactly. I gotta talk to somebody.
Yeah. There was a time that Nancy got unsteady on the stairs and almost fell when a hand on her shoulder helped her catch her balance. She turned around to thank her husband for the help, only to find no one there. Well, I shouldn't say no one was there. A dark, distinct outline of a small boy on the stairway. The boy was about 3 feet 6 inches tall, with 1 foot on each step and holding on to the handrail.
I like the fact that you said 3 feet 6 inches. Yeah. Like, they actually took a tape measure. I'm like, how tall are you? 3 feet 6?
He's about 3'6". I'll take it, right? Look, they were very specific. Nancy said the figure stayed perfectly still for almost 3 seconds before just disappearing.
Magic.
Right. That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
See, but that's a good ghost.
Yep.
That's not giving me bad vibes. I'm like, all right, I'm protected.
There's one of them in Fort Mifflin.
Yeah.
Yep. There was a story when they were doing the, like, haunted walkthrough or whatever that was there.
Mm-hmm.
A lady was carrying stuff in the dungeon back there, and she tripped, and somebody in, like, that era uniform caught her and was like, here you go, ma'am, and, like, set her back up to, like, walk straight, and she walked into, like, the one cell where they were storing things, and was like, oh, you know, who was that guy who just walked out? He was really nice. He caught me before I tripped. And they were like, nope, nobody walked out of here.
Uh-uh.
And then they, like, peeked out, and there was just nobody in the hallway.
No one there. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Although, hey, if they're helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy and Jim were also told and warned that over the last decade before the school was even closed or abandoned, students would notice slammed doors or lockers and strange figures all around. In 2007, internationally known psychic Jackie Carpenter conducted the first paranormal investigation, and it didn't take long to confirm what Jim and Nancy were thinking. Since then, many people and paranormal groups have witnessed and documented evidence of ghosts at Farrar.
I want to know what happened there that makes the ghosts and everything, like, there.
Well,
do you get into that?
It's funny that you say that. Because my next line is, there has been no recorded murders / deaths at the school, no historical battles, no burial ground, but the school continues to get more and more haunted / active with the paranormal things. And the only theory is the cemetery across the street that literally has a larger population than the current town itself.
Oh, then it's gotta be. They're
just
coming,
like,
on over.
The cemetery is just the vibes.
Yeah.
Like, why would you ever?
I forgot about the cemetery was there. That's why I got
and
the whole
cemetery,
Ouija board thing.
Well, yeah. The cemetery is also 150 years old.
Oh,
so I'm going with
sure.
The cemetery was there before the school.
Yeah.
Why would you build a school right in front of a cemetery?
I mean, location.
Let me not say that, because my high school was not too far from a huge cemetery, but, like, a tiny, like, little cemetery is not too far from my high school.
Isn't it? No, it's Bonner and Prendy. What's O'Hara? Isn't O'Hara near one?
Oh, yeah. O'Hara's near literally the biggest cemetery that we have around here, I feel.
Yeah.
But it's, like, across the the street.
Yeah. See what you just did there?
It is across the street.
Yeah. I think it's, like, diagonal across the street.
Though, yeah. Well, so. I don't know. I think this one is, like, I'm not, like,
yeah,
you literally cross the tiny little street and you are in the cemetery.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm just going to, like, rapid fire a bunch of ghost sightings just / weird things that people have reported about the school, because there's so many. The school's former janitor, Bill Webb, stated that he would often find the gym lights on after hours, even when he was certain to have shut them off, and he was the only person in the school at the time. He also said that he heard so many voices while alone in the school that he actually got used to it, and to a point thought it was more odd to not hear them because it was so common.
You gotta talk to somebody.
I mean, I guess, yeah. You're working a late night shift.
Yeah, working a late night, you're all alone.
You're
weird,
like,
things happen.
Why are they talking to me? Where are the voices?
Yep.
Which is just
That's
a
like
crazy
the whole,
thought.
It's like you're in the forest and you hear all the noises and everything, and then the forest goes quiet, and you're like, oh, now I got problems. Now I have
Seriously,
issues.
Seriously, if you're in the forest, in the dark, scary forest, and it's silent, run.
Or if you're snorkeling over, like, a reef, and all of a sudden all the fish disappear. Oh, there's a big there's something big coming.
They're warning you.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
So the ghosts they're yapping it up, and the next thing you know, they go quiet. It's probably a demon coming.
There's probably something coming.
Archie found a squeaker.
There it is.
Archie.
Multiple unnatural figures have been seen by plenty of different people. One including a 9-foot-tall man that roams the third floor. I hate that.
Yeah, it gotta be, man, 9 feet.
9 feet? That's paranormal. Like, that's, I don't even know if that's, like, what's the tallest man's height? Do we know?
No, I don't know. It's probably, like, 10, 11 feet.
Yeah. A young boy with curly hair has also been seen more than once exiting the closet in room 206.
So he's probably, like, no deaths or anything happened there, so.
Right. Which is what I go back to every time I'm doing this.
He could have been bullied.
True. Oh, that's so sad. That's so tragic. And
he
resorted to hiding in the closet.
Yeah. When he becomes unalived, he wakes up and is now like...
Stop!
I wake up in the closet.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Not saying anything bad happened to him. We're talking he could have lived a long, happy life. It just... he wakes up, it's just like, you know.
Just hell for him. Yeah,
he's just in the closet again.
That's terrible.
God dang it, I thought I was out of here.
God damn it. In 2016, the Des Moines metal band called Ghost Hive recorded music at the haunted school as part of a series. But the Des Moines Register online publication that reports on entertainment and what they experienced, I think I would consider it paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
The recording engineer named Griffin Lande set up a walk-in closet to record the Ghost Hive, who was playing in a classroom next to him. Lande says that he took a quick glance at the band. Then the next moment, when he turned around and looked at his computer screen, it flickered off. He said, "I've never had stuff like this happen with my recording equipment." Just 10 seconds later, the screen flashed back on and the volume in his headphones skyrocketed, and he said, quote, "It almost blew my eardrums out." But without touching anything, things like that were happening. Like, it was just going absolutely crazy.
Didn't anybody tell him, like, if you don't wiggle your mouse or whatever, like, they will go in the screensaver mode?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's aware of that. Griffin Landa says that before that experience, he didn't believe in ghosts. But after knowing the history of the school and experiencing that firsthand, he would be a fool to not believe in the paranormal to some degree.
Oh, yeah. Is there something like that?
Right. Like, I'm not. Like, I'm believing in ghosts.
You have to.
Random balls have been seen rolling around on their own in a classroom on the third floor that people now call the ballroom. Balls have also been heard bouncing on their own in the gym. Another big incident that happened at Farrar was when the Paranormal Seekers of Iowa group investigated the school. Two team members were working on an EVP session when all of a sudden they spotted two balls of light exit the boiler room, dart across the gym floor, and head into what was the laundry room area. Later that same night, another member of the Paranormal Seekers of Iowa came back to the gym to focus on the allegations of child abuse that people have theorized over the years. So that is another thing that people have kind of speculated over, that nothing's ever been confirmed.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not like they were going to keep records of that shit if they were doing it. But there's been speculation that the kids were not treated fairly or well when they were in the school.
I mean, I feel like it depends on how bad.
Yeah.
How, like, bad it was and, you know, like, level-wise. If it was, like, super bad, I could see the, like, really bad energy. But if it was, you know, I don't know how to grade,
like,
best to worst, but...
Although, I don't know, that kid being in the closet is kind of... That's kind of crazy to think about. Maybe they put him in... Maybe it was the teachers that were bullying him.
Maybe he was, like, the kid from the Neverending Story and decided to read a book in the closet. And that was, like, a great memory for him. So when he came back, you know? See what I mean?
Perspective.
Exactly.
A chair was sitting facing a brick wall, which gave the investigator the idea to ask, "Anybody ever get in trouble here and have to face the wall or get put in timeout?" A clear response was heard stating, "Or worse." So, I don't know. This led investigator named J.D. Campbell says it was one of the clearest EVPs they have ever captured. So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how, like, EVPs are kind of, like, wild to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you going to sit there and argue with that?
Yeah, like, that just came up out of nowhere.
Right. Like, who was that then?
Yeah.
Like, whom am I speaking with?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That always, like, I was always kind of, like, weird, not weary with ghosts. Like, I feel like I've definitely always, like, believed in ghosts. But the second I started doing, like, research into, like, the EVPs and, like, all that stuff, like, how can you deny that?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it gets to a point where, like, the technology we have.
Yeah, when you're recording and you're asking questions and, like, in that moment you're not getting anything.
Yeah. And then you go and play it back. You go and
play it back.
And you were having words full right after conversations.
You talk, like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine, like, hearing that stuff back. I'd be literally, like, the goosebumps would be wild.
It goes in, like, the whole, like, different planes and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Different planes. There's the upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Right side up. Yeah.
Right side up. A woman named Katie Haas, who was also with the Paranormal Seekers of Iowa, says she entered a storage closet in the school, and suddenly, out of nowhere, she felt this crazy amount of unexplainable anger, which Katie says is very unusual for her, and it wouldn't go away. It was affecting her to the point of her literally bawling her fists. It got so bad that she says she was starting to question people that were close to her because she couldn't figure out the cause. She was literally getting to the point of needing, like, some sort of help. She was just so angry and irritable. So Katie went to a spiritual healer. She told them that she was a paranormal investigator, but didn't mention Farrar specifically. The healer somehow already knew and told her that that was the cause. She also asked Katie if she happened to be in some sort of closet when the anger began. The healer then went on to tell her that an entity at the school connected with her energy, and it's most definitely not a nice spirit. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, that's what I had a thought I was going to say, and then lost my thought. But
rats.
Yeah. Well, because when you were saying it, I was like, oh, well, sometimes if you just leave the area, like, so yeah. She would have just left the closet.
Right.
It would have been fine, but
no, if that energy was following it followed her, yeah. My girl.
Like, I feel like that's, isn't there a thing, I think, doesn't one of them, what's Zach Bagans in? Is he?
I don't know.
He's one of the paranormal shows, but I feel like I see them guys, and I don't even know if I said his last name right, but I feel like he's always getting, like, his, like, spirit cleansed and stuff like that. And
if you're a paranormal investigator, like, I feel like that would be something I would literally, like, have to fit into my weekly schedule. Like, I need a cleanse.
Yeah. But because it's one of those things you have to be, I feel like you have to be vulnerable enough to want to experience it. Because mm-hmm. if you're not, or, like, if you think it's a game or, like, it's not real or, like, that stuff doesn't happen, then you're not going to be as open to it happening.
Right.
So if you, like, close your mind off, then that's why, yeah, I feel like that's why little kids tend to see ghosts all the time.
Seriously,
because they don't know.
Yeah, you know? They're more naive than, like, a regular, like, which is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know if that worked for her. Like, I'm hoping that the spiritual healer, like, got something. And
you didn't check in with her?
That's where the story ended. She found the spiritual healer and that is all.
You didn't text her?
You know, we're not on, like, a texting basis. I'm going to go with she's fine, or the story would have continued there.
What if she's not fine?
Well, I guess, yeah, you're right.
What if she went to get her spirit cleansed and
spirit was not cleansing?
Nope. Maybe they reversed. Spirit took over, and now she's stuck in the closet.
Your mind is actually wild.
Oh, it's bizarre.
Like, that, you know. You know what? Hell yeah. You're so right. So everyone from former students and staff to paranormal investigators, the building's previous owners, Jim and Nancy, and the current owners, Sam and Colby, have all said that this place, school, haunted bad, bad energy. They have had at least one story to tell of the school and its paranormal activity. The school itself has been featured on the TV show called My Ghost Story, countless amount of paranormal YouTube channels. The school has Facebook groups, Reddit pages dedicated to it. I highly recommend you check them out. You'll fall down a rabbit hole. It's literally insane. Like, that, I gave you, what, four of just, like, some of, like, the
I didn't count.
Things that happened. Even just watching, like, Sam and Colby, just, like, them spend the nights in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely wild. They pick, like, a new room to stay in every single night when they're there. It's crazy. They experience some wild stuff. It's definitely a video that I think it's worth checking out of theirs.
Yeah, I was going to watch one of theirs, and it was, like, 4.5 hours, and I was like,
see, but sometimes they're worth it.
My lunch is only 30 minutes.
Can I get the cliff notes, please?
Yeah, you guys do, like, a highlight reel.
Yeah. No, Sam and Colby are great. That's who I got the idea from, the school from.
Well, I mean, they own the school, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they still currently own the school. I know that they bought it and, like, were fixing it up. I don't know what the haps is with it right now, but I know they were doing that whole YouTube series with it, and it was absolutely crazy.
I mean, if you bought it or whatever, you'd have to, like, I'd have to spend the night in each room.
Yeah, oh, and they did.
Yeah.
And did.
See. Yeah.
I'd go see it. I'd go see it in the day. I'd
go see it.
I'd go see it in the day. I'd just go
see it, you know?
I do not have the balls that Sam and Colby have to spend the night.
Why not?
Spend the night in an old abandoned school that has been abandoned since 2001? That's haunted your spiritual boxes? Absolutely not. I'm good.
You are an interesting one.
During the day, I feel like only so much can happen during the day.
Because there's light during the day.
Yes, I feel like less you don't scary. See it.
You just don't see it during the day as much because the light's there.
Yeah. It gives the
heebie-jeebies?
Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah. You're just not a nighttime person. You would never go and drive down a one-lane road through a creepy town where there's people in the fields.
That I did at night.
Yeah.
Slayton, I did.
You would never do that. Or go visit an abandoned church.
I was, like, so young and naive. Like, I was, like, 17. I feel like my frontal lobe wasn't developed.
She's 19 now.
That's not even a little bit true. He just has no concept of age. I've actually stopped aging once I turned, like, 16.
Yeah. She's forever 16.
Yeah.
No, I have a concept of age.
Yeah.
I just don't like to tell people their actual age. I'm sure they could. We literally said we're a decade apart, and I'm pretty sure at one point we said how old I was.
I'm 95% sure I probably mentioned my age as well, so.
Yeah. We just haven't, like, triangulated our location, which is probably a good thing.
Mm. Yeah.
So.
That's about all I've got on for our school.
Well, it's interesting. I like it. I would like to know. We decided it's a graveyard. I would investigate the graveyard, see what's going on there. Yeah. Like, are there any, like, big time.
Are there any 9 foot tall men buried in that graveyard? Because where did that ghost come from?
I mean, that could be a demon.
That's his true. This is true.
But are there like any, like, I don't know, I guess murderers or like anything tragic, like for the people in that graveyard that happened and they just went from the graveyard and moved it to school?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm still just kicking whoever's idea that it was to build the school right in front of the graveyard, but whatever.
Probably the only location they had.
Yeah, I guess you do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
You need a school.
Yep. Alright, well, I guess I don't even know what episode this is.
Beats me. Where are we at?
I know it's for our school. This was episode 23.
23.
That wraps it up for
23.
23. And me. They just went out of business, though.
I'm gonna show
No, they up. Didn't. They went bankrupt or something. They did something.
They did something or other.
They did something. I did not have anything with them, so. All right. Well, I guess we should head out.
Wraps it up for 23.
Wraps it up for episode 23.
Yeah.
You want to tell everybody where they can find us on all the social medias?
You can find us on all of our socials at the Ominous Archives. And if you have a little story of your own that you would like to share or you just want to reach out to us, you can email us at ominousarchives@gmail.com.
All right, guys. With that being said, don't forget to come back next week as we uncover more secrets in the Ominous Archives. See ya.
See ya.